This Halloween, be on the lookout for vampires and tuberculosis. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Charles Sohaski, postdoctoral research faculty at Chapman University, explores whether this disease could have played a part in the origin of the vampire mythology.
Edwin Brown was the victim of a vampire, and he was close to death. The year was 1892, and the village of Exeter, Rhode Island, was in the midst of the New England vampire panic. Brown's mother and sister had previously died, and now his last sister, Mercy Brown, had just wasted away and died. Legends of the dead returning to drink human blood are found in nearly every culture and are often associated with the outbreak of the disease tuberculosis, a disease that affects the lungs and was also known as consumption. Patients with active disease cough up blood and die a slow death that takes months or even years, as if something were draining the life force from them. Often bedridden, they would be taken care of by other people in the family who would become infected themselves. This had happened with the Brown family. To the people of the time, the scariest aspect of the disease was that the cause was unknown. With a lack of solid scientific understanding, folklore and superstition took over. The villagers came to Edwin's father and told him that his daughter Mercy Brown had become a vampire and was feeding on the life force from her brother. Her body was exhumed and it was found to be well preserved, with the heart containing fresh blood. She had been buried only a few months in the cold winter ground, but these facts were ignored, and instead her lack of decay was taken as positive proof that she was a vampire, sustaining her undead existence by consuming the life and blood of her brother. Her heart was burnt to ashes and then fed to Edwin. Despite this treatment, he was dead within a year of tuberculosis. The New England vampire panic was one of many linked to high mortality from tuberculosis. The vampire legend may have survived for so long because it allowed action, a treatment for a deadly disease that otherwise resulted in passive waiting for death. Happy Halloween!
That was Charles Sohaski of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.
You're hovering above my bed, looking down on me. Haunted half-sound before.